news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. From east to west, north to south, and at the crossroads of the world, it was a socially distanced New Year's Eve, thanks to the coronavirus.
It's finally here. The arrival of 2021 may have sounded the same in New York's Times Square, but the celebration was all but non-existent. The shoulder-to-shoulder revelers were replaced by empty streets and quiet as New York City's finest closed the fabled crossroads of the world to vehicles and onlookers because of the ever-present COVID-19. Store owner Ali Jamil.
It's dead. We do business without zero.
New York was not alone. New Year's celebrations were mostly muted around the world in hopes of heading off another round of COVID super spreader events. I'm Mike Grossia.
A new era has dawned for the United Kingdom as it completes its formal separation from the European Union. From Dover, the BBC's Simon Jones on the impact of trade and travel across the English Channel.
Lorry drivers will have their customs declarations checked while they're sailing to France. If all is in order, they will be allowed to continue their journey in the EU. If not, they'll be pulled over for further checks on French soil. Hauliers also need a negative COVID test to enter France.
The BBC's Simon Jones and British Prime Minister Johnson saying the UK can do things differently and better now that the long Brexit process is over. Wall Street closed on this New Year's Day. As for where the market will go in the new year,
I do think that it's likely that the market will have a more normal performance in 2021. And what we mean by that is perhaps something on the order of a single-digit percentage increase for the full year.
Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com. After ending 2020 with a record close, the Dow reopens Monday at 30,606. And it was a record close yesterday for the S&P as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand, and it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say free at last!
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain, available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code SALEM for 20% off. salemnow.com, promo code SALEM.
Russia and Turkey are collaborating on a new pipeline to deliver Russian natural gas to southern Europe through Turkey, bypassing Ukraine.
TurkStream is controversial. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calls it a Kremlin tool. He says it makes Europe more beholden to Russia for its gas, and it deprives Ukraine of revenue from transit pipelines. In some respects, it replicates the former South Stream project that the West abandoned in response to Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula 6 years ago. President Aleksandar Vučić said the pipeline would attract investors to Serbia once the domestic network was extended. Russia's ambassador Alexander Botsan Kharchenko called it the best New Year's gift to ensure Serbia's stability.
The BBC's Mike Sanders. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un thanking the public for its trust and support in difficult times, wishing the North Korean people happiness, good health in his first New Year's Day card. News and analysis, townhall.com. The coronavirus pandemic is literally coming home to roost in America's backyards.
Forced to hunker down at home, more people are setting up coops and raising their own chickens, which provide an earthy hobby, animal companionship, and a steady supply of fresh eggs. Amateur chicken keeping has been growing in popularity in recent years as people become more focused on environmental sustainability and the food they eat. The pandemic has accelerated those trends, prompting more people to take the leap into poultry parenthood. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump has extended pandemic-related bans on green cards and work visas to large groups of applicants through March 31st. Also, a federal appeals court has sided with him on a rule requiring new immigrants to have their own health insurance. And while Joe Biden has vowed to undo many of Mr. Trump's actions, it is unclear how quickly and to even what extent that would happen. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus. So if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600 WBOB.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
The following is an encore presentation from WBOB.
So is today the cutoff day where the post office is pretty much saying that if you try to get your mail out today, it's not guaranteed to get by Christmas next week?
I don't know. You answer your question.
Interesting. Huh. So, hey, good morning. 5 minutes after 8 a.m. Sit back, enjoy the last hour of the morning show all the way with you to 9 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB, both sides. Believe it or not, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have said to Mitch McConnell, hey, you guys want tort reform, liability protection for businesses. We support the trial lobby, says the Democrats. Democrats also say we want more money. That, of course, has nothing to do with COVID. But we also want to bail out the states. The Democrats have said they'll put that aside in order to come up with a COVID relief package, hopefully by the end of next week.
Democrats and Republicans held long-awaited COVID relief negotiations to hammer out a new stimulus package to help the battered economy, struggling businesses, and the unemployed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's not leaving Washington until a deal is done. The aid package has been stalled for months over disagreement between Republicans and Democrats over funding for local government and liability protections for businesses, which leadership from both parties have signaled they would be willing to leave out if it meant passing a measure sooner than later.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. Let's see what happens. A measure probably will be passed, but will one of them cave? From the Fox Business Network, David Asman points out that many of the Democrats want to bail out these states on issues that did not happen during COVID, but happened pre-COVID.
On this particular issue of states and cities, because I think it's true that a lot of that $1 trillion that Nancy Pelosi wants for the states and the cities involve bailing them out for things that happened long before the virus ever caused economic problems.
According to a CNBC, 40% of you of Americans plan to spend less amount of money this year for the holidays than you did last year. But some of this could make or break retail industry. CNBC.
Retail Federation is calling for a strong finish to a year that's been incredibly rocky for the retail industry. And they're expecting sales could rise as much as 5.2% from 2019 levels. But of course, not all companies are going to be declared winners this holiday season. For many, it is a make or break time of year. And 2021 could bring more bankruptcies, marking an 11-year high.
When it comes to the issue of Florida restaurants and Florida hospitalities during the holiday season and beyond about them staying open, Governor Ron DeSantis says, oh yeah, we plan to keep it that way. You have a friend with the governor.
Send a message that at a time when folks in our service industries, particularly restaurants, lodging, and hospitality have kind of taken it on the chin. We just want to send the message, you know, some may want to shut you down. We want to pull you up. We've got your back. If you're somebody who's a waitress or a cook or you're a family-owned business, you're an important part of our state. You're working folks who are working hard to make a living. You have every right to do that. And you can take it to the bank in the state of Florida. You're going to have that right defended by the governor.
The governor also addressed why some states want to look down on the restaurant hospitality industry and try to shut them down. He points out that's another reason why he will not be doing it, because of the COVID cases are very low when you look at some and how they trace it back to restaurants.
There's a lot of talk when it comes to COVID about kind of infections and tracing and everything. And at the beginning of this, restaurants in particular were singled out as kind of like, this is a place that's really problematic. Most of the contact tracing that's been done has restaurants as very low in terms of where these infections can be traced to. I can tell you, we've worked with these folks across Florida. They have put every effort to creating a safe environment and a healthy environment. They're not going to get customers unless they do that.
Unless you get a gift card for a loved one, and of course that's very easy to do, some of you plan to go out shopping. Some of you may go look around at a flea market. Why? Well, you never know. You find some good things there. Maybe you want to go look at a pawn shop. Somebody came in and pawned something. You want a good deal. Well, what about if you want to order online? Something that says is coming from China. Customs and Border Patrol agents are warning consumers here in the Sunshine State, while they have seized millions of dollars worth of counterfeit goods this holiday season, of fake clothes, jewelry, electronics, be careful what you may buy in an e-commerce store, a Facebook Craigslist. What you may be buying, which is being sold as real, really isn't.
From pricey Chanel and Louis Vuitton handbags to sought-after Samsung phones and $1,500 Gucci sweatpants, these come with big markdowns. These are some of the most desired gifts for Christmas this year, but customs officers say everything on this table is believed to be fake. This haul of knockoffs, just a snippet of shipments Jacksonville officers have seized in the past week. It's an endless supply. Name brands like Nike and Apple, replicated to a T. Federal officers have been doing this for decades, seizing billions of dollars of fake goods, but they say now they're busier than ever because of the COVID-19 pandemic. More people are shopping online, and that means there's more room for counterfeit items to sneak into the U.S. Customs officers are urging people to do the right thing, do their homework, and if a deal seems too good to be true, don't buy it.
Isn't that a good excuse for those of you that want to buy a gift for a loved one? Hey, man, I got you that diamond. Hey, what? Really? I mean, I only spent $150, but normally be, but it looked legit.
I dropped it on the floor and it cracked.
Yeah. Wait, sweetheart, I got you that Louis Vuitton, whatever you call it. Anyway, the Louis Vuitton, the Chanel. I you know what, ladies, if you're smart, you just tell your husband to get you a gift card because you can't fake that. According to Customs Border Patrol Officer David Dillon, he says a lot of the items, and most of these are coming from China, they look legit, but they're not.
If the price is too good to be true, it probably is. No, on the surface, they look quality. The packaging looks legit. The money that is going to the counterfeiters is typically, that we found through investigations, is for criminal enterprise.
This past Monday, for the most part, I know technically or officially won't be certified to January the 6th, but technically the majority of states gave their electoral college votes to that of Joe Biden. But what is next and what could happen? Reporter Stephanie Lieberkin.
The Electoral College votes have been cast, and the last step in determining the next president happens when Congress counts those votes on January 6th. During the joint session in January, lawmakers can object to a state's Electoral College votes. That objection must be issued in writing and signed by one member of the House and one senator. But if that happens, both chambers would separate and spend 2 hours debating the objection before voting on whether or not to accept that state's results. Democrats tried to object to President Trump's win, but without a proper written objection signed by a lawmaker from each chamber, then Vice President Joe Biden gaveled down all those attempts. Federal law says state results are deemed conclusive as long as the final slate of electors is determined at least 6 days before the Electoral College meets. Now, that safe harbor deadline, which key battleground states appear to have met this year, is designed to protect states.
Let's go a little bit further. Lou Dobbs thinks it's still possible that it could go to Trump, but there's a catch to it.
Seven states have chosen a slate of electors for both Joe Biden and President Trump. They are Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico. Now, if the House and the Senate cannot agree on which electors to accept, an untested constitutional procedure could result in each state being given one vote, which they would allocate to either Biden or Trump. And since the Republicans hold 26 of 50 state houses, there would exist at least the mathematical possibility that President Trump could be named the constitutionally elected president. However, if the electoral process isn't completed by January 20th, get ready, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi would be sworn in as the new president.
All right, so let's just get this squared away. There's a vaccine shot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a flu shot. I like Lou Dobbs. He needs a reality shot. Team reality shot. I'm telling you.
He didn't say that any of this is going to happen.
He just said he's still hoping.
He is.
It's not going to happen.
And a lot of people are.
It's not going. I don't like the way the results are.
It's not going to happen. I agree with
you. And I'm not going to sit here and get depressed and hope for something that, guys, well, she broke up with me nine months ago. She hadn't come back. But I still think, well, she's been dating this guy from church. But, oh, wait, the guy put a ring on her finger. Well, I still think I got a chance.
But he's a jerk.
Wait, they set a wedding date. I mean, it's not official because they haven't got that license. But there's still a chance she may get back with me. It ain't happening. Okay? I'm just sorry. It's the way it is. 904-831-0600. Don't forget, go to WBOB.com. Download the radio app. You can always email me, ed@WBOB.com. We'll do more of this and a lot more. Push Your Calls coming up next.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Big pleasure.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
You probably know what Mark Twain once said about the Bible, that most people are bothered by the parts of the Bible they don't understand. But Twain said he was most bothered by the parts he did understand. Mark Twain's insight goes right to the heart of the matter. The truth of the matter is, the Bible's writers penned words that make claims on our life, especially when they recorded the words of Jesus Christ himself. I'll be the first to admit that Jesus' words can be unsettling. If the Bible bothers you, don't close the book. Keep reading until your bother becomes the blessing God promises. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's book on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. She's at risk from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. Every 31 seconds, another infant is lost. Another family's hope for their baby's future is crushed. The most heartbreaking part? These deaths are preventable. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has worked to make lifelong health care available to the world's most vulnerable people. Right now, Project Hope is training healthcare workers to care for infants during those fragile first moments of life. Project Hope is ensuring communities have the medicines and supplies they need to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns a healthy start. Wherever they are, everyone deserves hope. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's life-saving work, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Let's go to the calls. Let's go to line one. Start off with Laura. Hey, Laura, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm talking about the Electoral College and the possibility on January 6th of what you were talking about with the Senate and the House voting to object to these states. So I just urge you to, I know you're saying your team reality and, you know, that may not happen, but I really urge you to please give people hope that, you know, that they can make a difference. If they choose to, they can reach out to their senators and their U.S. representatives to object to the states that are in dispute. That is a constitutional and legal authority that they have, that they can do that. And I understand you're saying it's not likely, but you say there's no hope, it's not going to happen, and it may not. But there's people out here that we're fighting for our liberty, and we need your voice. You have a voice. You have an audience. We need you to speak up. You need to go to stopthesteal.us to get information. Right. There's a movement. There's a movement out there, and you do.
All right, let me ask a question. Okay, valid. Will you still go for investigations even more? I mean, I assume you would. I would. Will you still want to investigate even after Joe Biden gets sworn in January 20th? You're for that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
This is about transparency.
I'm with
you. This is about our liberty, and it's about who legally won and our actual right to vote and have our voice in this country. And it needs to be. We need to fight for that. And if. And there's those of us out here. I would accept Biden if he truly won, if that is the voice of the people. But I just don't believe it is, because we don't have the transparency, and they keep shutting us out, and they're hiding. If he's legit, it needs to be transparent that he's legit, so that we can all support our president. And so why are they hiding? Why do they have something to hide? If he truly won, the nation put it out there, say, come take a look. Look at these machines. Look at you. They should have invited the pollsters to come in, observe the process, and say, we have nothing to hide here. Please take a look.
Here's okay.
A legitimate.
I appreciate it. But you got to think like a court of law.
Were they hiding anything? Refresh my memory.
Well, they say, they clean they swipe the servers. Well, that's what they normally do. They weren't told that they shouldn't do it. It's got to be a court injunction. In a court of law, you've got circumstantial evidence. That's great. A judge can accept it. The judge cannot accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that, I forgot where I was going with this. But anyway, here's the problem. I'm a little bit more conservative. I want to continue the investigations afterwards. Of illegal votes, some of my Trump friends, if January 20th, forget about it, it's done with. I know. I want to continue to going on. But the reality world is that it's just not going to happen. I mean, fight, I agree. Liberty, I can't beat her up. She believes what she says. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, she's passionate about it. And nor would I. I just differ with on some because it's team reality. It's
a
just,
lot
it's,
of people have an issue with trust of the media, and this is where they're getting their information
from.
Well,
after the Russia hoax, I totally agree with them.
So if the media is saying, you know, Joe Biden won fair and square, if you've got that, you know, innate distrust of the media already.
But in the court of law, it is not the defense that has to show the burden of proof. It is the accuser, which is the prosecutors. And you've got Trump appointees shutting things down, judges that are saying the proof just isn't there. Len Wood, Sidney Powell, week five, Brian Kemp's going to go to jail. Guys, evidently somebody is not making enough money. I think Len was very credible as a lawyer. Just here, I just think he's a little bit out of it, man. What's going on? Sidney Powell, I'm sorry, I'm not impressed. Let's go to, because she's making conservatives look bad. Let's go to James. Hey, James, what's up this morning?
Hey, good morning, Team Reality.
Hey!
How's it going, guys? Hey, listen. Hey, can I start, is it okay if I start a China gate? Can I please start a China gate? And I can tie it all together.
All right.
It's really
I'm ready. Go.
Okay. If you guys remember, FBI Director Mr. Wray, in July of last year, said that China's spying of the United States can cause the largest economic espionage and greatest long-term threat to our United States economy. Okay? That's my China gate. Hunter Biden is being exposed and investigated for China, which is so important why we have to retain the Senate in Georgia, so that Ray Durham can continue to do his work to get the liberals' Russia hoax debunked, so that we can start concentrating on the real threat, which I think is China.
Amen.
China, people, not Russia. Look, this Russia hoax thing has been going on too long, and I mean, you know, I know we're not going to get all the networks on board. Obviously, we're not going to. But every now and then, NBC or CBS or one of those two will come out and actually talk about China. As a matter of fact, wasn't there a breach in the United States economy that the same FBI director said in September that was the it was a breach of astronomical proportions, but he didn't go into a lot of detail. But he did say that China even reverse engineered the F-35, our brand new strike fighter.
All right, I got to run. Yeah, there was a breach. There was a Christopher Ray. That's Christopher Ray, not Sugar Ray. Some of you think that now. They came out real quick and said that Iran, China, and a few of them were trying to hack a certain election. Or not like that too. Computer systems out there. So I agree with you. China is the real threat. It is correct. More coming up next.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
So a member of Team Reality just sent this to me. Ed, your last female caller, I guess she will be buying a Not My President shirt from the Dems. Remember the Dems had Not My President during Trump? Okay. So the same thing will be happening with Biden out there. Kind of interesting, but I understand where she's coming from. So that's a good one, buying it from the Dems. More coming up next.
AM AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From east to west, north to south, a socially distanced New Year's Eve thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. There was the ball drop at Times Square in New York, but few people actually there to witness it on hand, to see it. It was mostly a made-for-TV or online streaming event. A new era has dawned for the UK as it completes its formal separation from the European Union. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying that England can now do things differently and better now that the long Brexit process is finally over. No action on Wall Street today. The financial markets are closed on this New Year's Day. And after ending 2020 with a record close, the Dow will reopen on Monday at 30,606. It was a record close yesterday for the S&P as well. The Nasdaq racking up its best annual gain in 11 years. More details at srnnews.com.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand. And it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say, free at last!
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain. Available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code FAMILY for 20% off. Salemnow.com, promo code.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
It's been quite a year. The events we've experienced thus far in 2020 will change us forever. This weekend, CBS Audio presents America, Changed Forever, hosted by Gil Gross. From the coronavirus pandemic to the impact of George Floyd's death and the Black Lives Matter movement, Gil will talk with the newsmakers and bring you the latest. Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. on WBOB.
Good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here. Let's look at some of the news here. Right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. The NFL has had a disastrous year, and there's a couple things that can be included with that. The Wall Street Journal has an article out this week that talks about financially and in the TV ratings for the NFL, they plummeted. Last year, they made about $3.6 billion. This year, Florida, and also including with some of the other football teams and also the sports industry, were supposed to generate $75 billion this year. They lost more than a third. Thanksgiving viewership for the NFL declined 50% this year than it did last year. But one of the reasons why, according to the Wall Street Journal, is the NFL's faced a backlash from some of its fans over its social justice efforts, which includes the embrace of the Black Lives Matter movement.
NFL making football completely about social justice, about woke politics, about racial divisions. Who could imagine that the ratings would drop? But that's exactly what we have. The NFL has gone down the exact same path that the NBA chose to. By instead of making it about the sport, instead of making it about competition, they have made it about identity politics.
Let me play some more clips. That's from the podcast called the Sports War Podcast. Listen to this, Fox News' Kevin Kirk.
The NFL season will be unlike anything we've ever seen before. This season will be shaped as much by the summer's unrest as it is by the COVID-19 pandemic. Out are cheerleaders, mascots, and sideline reporters in our end zones with the words, "It takes all of us," and end raising.
We're in it together. By the way, the cheerleaders is probably the reason why that their viewership has gone down when you don't have anybody there cheering.
And very likely widespread kneeling during the national anthem.
That's Fox News' Kevin Cork. Let me play one more clip before we get to the calls at 831-0600. NFL analyst Ryan Clark says that the fans booed all of you, not because you wanted to do something legit, because you did something legit. The fans of the NFL were wrong, and they booed all of you that showed up on the football games because you all stood up for police brutality. You wanted to take a stand against racism, and the fans booed you.
I don't really understand why people would boo. They're booing because you're doing stuff for black people. They're booing because you are saying that police brutality, social injustice against that community is wrong. That's why they're booing. Not because y'all linked up, not because white players are hanging out with black players and they see same things the same way. It's about the thing you see the same way. It's about the injustices that they are incurring because of the way that this country sees a certain color of skin bothers them that you...
Really? A certain color of skin? When the majority of those playing are from the black community and the ratings are going through the roof. So evidently, the rivet racism... The racism cell isn't working. Now, let me ask a question. 904-831-0600. I got a three-part question I'd like to ask you, and I'd like to hear your views. We took a lot of calls in the last hour, and I'd like to kind of go through with this. How many of you, if you had to do a percentage, come on, let's be realistic here. How many of y'all believe that when the Jaguars started kneeling down, they just, hey, forget about it. We're not going to do this. Cutting it for me. But let's be realistic. How many do you believe that the viewership went down because of that? I'm just asking. I'm not saying it did or didn't. I believe it did, but how much? Also, here's the other question. The NFL ratings are down. The money is down. Is it because of all the political nonsense we've seen with the Black Lives Matter, with the social injustice out there? I think that had a part. But I think the other one was the COVID. I mean, we're more worried about somebody catching COVID. I agree with Dr. Mark Siegel, New York University professor of science. I would be more concerned about concussions than about COVID. Or is it all three? Or can I throw one more at you? Is the reason why viewership is down because you got a local football team that's 1-12, can't win a game? I mean, can't spin it properly. I mean, like I said, I don't, and I'm not meaning this to be rude. I think I've met the guy once, maybe. I feel bad for Mark Brunell going on TV. What's he talking? How do you spin a big loss again? I don't know. I mean, and I'm not blaming him. He has to. I'm just saying, it'd be like every day coming to this radio show.
Here's what I would do.
In a lane of liberals, I wouldn't know how I'd be able to focus on that.
Yeah, every game counts, and you want to win every game. However, at this point, you know, it's all about, in a bigger sense, you know, every football season is about getting the Super Bowl. We're not getting there, so we're just, you know, looking for good plays in a competitive game. And if it's close, then hey. That may be enough for us knowing we're going to get some early round draft picks.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything for me. All right, so anyways, that doesn't do nothing for me this year. So, okay. But here's the question. I'll ask this in a question. Okay,
right.
So here, before I get the call, I'm going to start off with Amy. Before I get to the calls real quick, 904-831-0600. Three-part question. Why do you believe the NFL viewership is down? Is it because the Wall Street Journal is correct. In part, it has because of the ridiculous of the social justice and the Black Lives Matter. I'm here to see a game. I don't want to see anybody kneeling down. I don't want to hear about your politics, okay? Do you believe that's a big chunk? Or number two, is it still going on for the last few years of them kneeling down? Now we include the social justice this year on top of that. Or do you believe it's because of the COVID? Not many people can watch the games. People want to see fans enjoy a game. The COVID nonsense as well, all the ridiculous restrictions. Or is it because your team can't win? What is the reasons do you believe NFL viewership is down? Let's go to Amy on line one. Amy, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
You know... Even with Jacksonville now, you know, Khan is trying to, you know, I don't know, kind of like tie Jacksonville fans behind the back saying, you know, leave, you know, if we don't, you know, do this and this. We're just all held hostage on and on forever, his demands. I think he should just go to London where they knelt down and just be over it. Just move the Jaguars over to London where he wants to go anyways, you know. I'm just tired of it. I am so tired of it. And all my friends, they're tired of it too, you know. So I'd say 70% of the people, when they knelt down in London, that was it. You know, that's in a foreign country. What the heck? That's just ridiculous, you know?
Hey, so, Amy, can I have a little fun with you this morning?
Sure.
All right. Because it's all bad humor. Are you now? This is a loaded question, but I got to have a little entertainment. So you ready?
All right.
All right. Who has a better chance of winning? That's the question. Jacksonville Jaguars. Does the Jacksonville Jaguars have a good chance of making it to the Super Bowl, or Donald Trump pulling out this election results?
Donald Trump.
Oh, touche! That's a great answer, Amy. Amy, thank you for letting me have fun with you this morning, man. You took it good. I meant that
as
a joke.
I was giggling before you even told me.
Amy knew it. Amy, yeah. I forecast my play. You intercepted it. So anyway, good to have you on this morning. I mean, come on, a little humor. That's the question. What do you think? Who has a better winning chance? Donald Trump, even after it's already been certified that he's not going to technically make it to the Super Bowl, or he is, but he's not going to win. Mm-hmm. Who's got a better chance? The Jacksonville Jaguars winning the Super Bowl this football season, or Donald Trump getting a second term? How do you like that one, Raj?
I don't believe it's even possible for the Jaguars to even go to the playoffs at this point.
Okay. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all, for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
It was a goal that I wanted to achieve from the very beginning. I'm a 40-year-old man that walked in there to get his high school diploma. I wasn't sure if I could do it. It was very hard for me, but the teachers, the counselors, they help you. One of the teachers was Miss Araceli. Miss Araceli, she gave me direction. Every single time I had a question, she'll put down whatever she's doing and she'll come over and she'll sit there with you until you get it.
At age 47, with the help of his teacher, Marco finished his high school diploma.
50% of getting your high school diploma is walking through those doors. The other 50% is doing the work. Getting your high school diploma, it is a life-changing experience. It really is. It catapults you to where you want to go.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's go to James. Ha ha! Amy was a good sport. James, what's going on this morning?
It's going. Yeah, Helen Keller has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow.
I think the main problem is when you have commentators from the NFL coming out in overtly calling everybody racist for not supporting their causes when we're all showing up to watch a football game.
Good point.
He just basically said, if you're not with me, you're a bigot. And that's disgusting, and that's why people boo them. I think people got behind the Black Lives Matter when it was for police brutality, and now it's shifted into, I looted a Target because of racism. You know, this is getting ridiculous, and it's blown off the tracks. They lost me when they turned around and said, you know, Black Lives Matter, and then now it became an anti-white person. I was kind of like, whoa, pump the brakes, guys, you know. What happened with all this, you know, police brutality?
James, let me ask you. James, hold on. Let me politely interrupt you. And James, let me ask you first, and Roger, jump in as well. Okay. James, ESPN has been laying off people over the last couple of years. Now, that's because maybe they grew too big. Disney wants to kind of I get it. They reevaluate. James, I don't know this, and I'm not. And some of you may just make a generic answer. Well, yeah, this would be the answer to your question, Ed. But, James, if they've been laying off people, it's because of lack of viewership as well. Ratings aren't coming in, which means that you lose audiences out there. You lose advertising. I wonder, because of every other morning when I go to the gym after the morning show, and I'm not saying that to brag. I have to go because of my health. I go there, and I'm watching all this political nonsense. I mean, Stephen A. Miller, all these guys are talking about politics and the issue of race and everything. I just wonder if that's turning off viewership to ESPN as well.
You nailed it. They become political pundits now. They're political commentators. Rather than report on the sports and statistics and anything like that, they're delving into social issues. And a lot of people, the reason why we watch ESPN is because we don't want to deal with it.
Amen. I mean, that would be like me as a talk show, sounding more like NPR or the Antique Art Show this weekend. Hey, bring it in. Let's see what it's worth. I mean, you people would be like, that's right, you people. Ed, I'm turning you off, and rightfully so. You don't listen. There are other shows for that avenue. ESPN has totally gotten political out there. Just tell me about the sports, all right? What's the over and under? That's all. You could talk about COVID, but give me a break on the talk about politics and the issue of race. And should we have, why is there less white minority owners or more white minority owners? I mean, I don't mind having a conversation about that, but to constantly 24/7, and that's probably kind of what we've been getting lately. Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey
brother.
Here's what I think. I'm an Eagles fan, you know, and they're not doing so hot, but I'm still going to watch their games and everything, and I don't think the viewership is tailing off. Like, when you watch when the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing, that's the only game you can watch. But we upgraded our TV package, so now I can watch two games they're on, you know? And I think people really like football, and it does turn them off when they start delving into politics. Like, come on, you know? That's football. If it has to do with the sport, the fundamentals,
right,
let's get into that.
Let's
do it. You know
what
I mean? Let's play football.
Mark, what is the best, to me, the red zone is the best thing on sports today. You ever watch the red zone?
Oh, I know what red zone is.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah. And, you know, got sports fans, you have to be a fan of football. This is because I would only watch the Eagles, and I wouldn't watch anything else. But now I like football, and I'll watch the games.
Yeah.
To see the guys compete. And you can watch a guard, watch a tackle, watch the center. You don't have to do – it's all about the quarter. There's things to watch, you know, while you're watching the game.
I appreciate it. The red zone, for those of you listening,
explain.
Mark knows what I'm talking about.
You haven't
been
to my house yet. Yeah, we have to look at the Harmaugh channel.
The Red Zone, I think, is on the NFL channel.
Okay.
It shows, it's got like 20 games on.
Okay.
And it'll go, let's go to Philadelphia to watch the Eagles play. Let's go out to Seattle. And what happens is they only go to that game if it's within the 20 yards and they're ready to get a touchdown.
Okay.
Makes it exciting. Why? Because it's excitement because it's like the Super Bowl.
Ready to strike.
I know people that won't watch baseball, but they'll watch the baseball playoffs. My dad's one of those, you know, and he's always yelling, "Hey, stop looking at it. Just pitch the ball, you know." You know, instead of, you know, showing the cameras at their nose hair and everything else, while the pitchers, just pitch the ball, you know. So that's my dad. But what I'm getting at is, like, the red zone only shows the games within the 20-yard line because it's exciting whether or not they're going to get a touchdown.
Right.
And you know what you get with that? You don't get any political jargon. You don't talk about the Black Lives Matter. You don't talk about COVID. They're going for the touchdown. That is what, it's kind of like politics. Everybody starts following it about 1 month or 2 months before Election Day. When many people aren't following it earlier, so.
The red zone. I got to watch that.
The red zone. All right. That's the question. What's more realistic, Jacksonville Jaguars winning the Super Bowl this year or President Trump getting a second term? How do you like? Come on, folks. It's a little entertainment. I'm not putting down. I'm just asking a question.
You have a voice, Ed.
That's right. And I'm grateful to have that. But anyway. 831-0600. More coming up next.
Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
A new year, a clean slate, a time to start over. Instead of resolutions, which often fail, how about a change in priorities? One friend told me he's had enough of working 12 to 15-hour days and has taken time off to be with his wife and young children. He takes each child, they're all girls, out for an individual date every day and has vowed not to work so much in the future. He's discovered you can't microwave a child. Quality time requires quantity time. What's changed your priorities because of COVID-19? Will you work less and focus more on what really matters? You do know what really matters, don't you? Ask your grandparents if they're still around, and especially if they lived through World War II, when sacrifice following the Depression and sharing with your neighbors was the rule almost everyone accepted. There was a popular song in the 70s called Big Yellow Taxi. A lyric asked, "Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?" What's gone from your life this year? And what will you replace it with in 2021? Choose wisely, and Happy New Year. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring. But one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
some time for some emails I want to get to. Here we go. Here's one from Stephanie. Ed, I always enjoy your morning show. You got a lot of new listeners, a lot of new callers. I listen to you every day. Thank you for making everything so clean. I've never heard anybody who can do a radio show with you and Roger make it so entertaining and so clean. I do like some of your little bit of political incorrectness, but at least I don't have to explain it to my kids. Mm. Interesting. That's a good compliment out there.
All right.
Here's one from Laura. Ed, funny question. I'm a huge Trump supporter, but I got to believe Team Reality. I'm on it right now. You're exactly correct. I'd love to see Trump pull this out, but it's not going to happen. P.S. Love the funny question this morning. Who has a better chance of winning, Trump a second term or the Jacksonville Jaguars going to the Super Bowl? You caught the humor. There you go. Yeah. Here's one. Hey, here's one from Joseph. Amy was a great call this morning and a somebody who could have fun. She got the joke and comment, and that's good about your audience there, Ed. You don't get too many of those that are stiff where it's just completely, you got to have a little fun, a little humor. There you go. Here's one from here, got a lot more of emails. Joseph, Ed, you bring up a valid point, you and Roger, about where is all this racism in our sports today? Ed, if I'm not mistaken, aren't the majority of those in the NBA and the NFL black, and they do quite well, and I enjoy watching them. I don't care what their color is, but if there was so much racism, then would you not think that they wouldn't be watching it based on their skin colors?
Very good point.
Excellent point. That's what I was talking about originally. Here's one from Anthony. Ed, enjoy the morning show. You and Roger both. Roger does have the best voice in radio. That's for sure.
Thank you.
And the best look. But he's got the best voice. Hey, Ed, you made an excellent point yesterday about, again, as you were using as an example of stereotyping all the Trump supporters, for example, the Cleveland Indians. For example, Ed, we're told that Trump supporters and conservatives don't like blacks and Jews and Hispanics. Ed, if Trump supporters were so racist, why are they against taking out the name of the Indians out of the Cleveland Indians? Right.
And most people will not say that Indian is a, you know, derogatory slur. You could technically make an argument that Redskins could have been interpreted that way by some.
All right.
But not Indians, and certainly not Braves.
Ed, I like college football like you. I'm an FSU guy, but I think the wussification of the team is existing with all the COVID nonsense. They should just get out there and play. But Ed, you made an interesting point, you and Roger both, yesterday. With the political correctness that's been going on, if the Kansas City Chiefs want to take out the Chiefs name, and they're still doing quite well in the NFL, Ed, can you imagine the outbreak? I would even think Florida Gator fans and Miami Hurricane fans would be on Team Reality if the College of FSU told you all of you fans, no more tomahawk chops in the FSU war. I agree with him on that one.
Change the mascot from the Seminoles to something else.
Hey, here's one from Rodney. Ed, I'm an FSU grad. I'm not a big fan of the Gators, but let me tell you something. I'll go to the Gator game, and I'll stand along a Gator and a teammate and yell Gator bait, Gator chant out there.
Really?
He goes, as much as it pains me as an FSU guy, I don't buy into the political correctness. Here's another one from Valerie. Ed, you asked a great question this week. You got political correctness at the professional leagues, some in the college. When does this start hitting your local high school? Ooh, some of it already has. So, good show today. A lot of great calls. We always have a good time, and that's the whole thing. Every day, three things you got to do. You got to pray, you got to think, and you got to laugh. And that's what we try to do here on The Morning Show. Thankful to God every day for the show. As I always say, I'm the happiest behind the mic. Always enjoy hanging out with Roger as well. Always enjoy hearing from you. And we'll be ready to go tomorrow morning. There are other issues out besides what the election may hold up and what may not hold up. A lot of other issues we get to. And that's what makes this morning so unique. We don't talk about who died yesterday and the 15th car wreck and what the weather's going to be like every 4 minutes. Make it entertaining so people will stay tuned. And that's what we try to do. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOV.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.